Item number 10, Org Unit 1130, Corporation Council, page 111.
I guess as long as Lipscomb and I are, you know, if somebody's an arrest.
You got first vice chair and stuff like that. Senior ID.
I don't know how many of them have been.
They passed the gavel, will they?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors Paul Bargren, Corporation Counsel, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. Also here today with us is Jody Giesel, our office coordinator. Our proposed 2014 budget is essentially the same as 2013. Costs are the same. Projected revenues are actually up a bit. Staffing levels are the same. And we heard some testimony this morning about the records management position. It seems to me that's a position that's sorely needed in the county. Our office would be glad to take on that position, and I understand that there would be support for an amendment from the board for that. With that, I'm glad to answer any questions.
Any questions from the committee members? Any comments, questions?
The only question I have is with regard to these several departments where you have cost charges.
Yes.
And I know we've done this in the past, the same thing, but could you just indicate, going through that list, for example, employee benefits, how many attorneys and corp counsel, if it's a half position or if it's one full position, child support, how many attorneys?
Okay.
Are you able to do that?
Roughly, and the other thing I think to note there is that most if not all of those costs are reimbursed through federal or state government, so that they're billed out to help all around. Employee benefits, and Mark may have a little bit more on this, but it's roughly half a person or a third of a person. An attorney, and I'm not counting staff that supports that attorney, which is considerable. We have paralegals and so on.
Maybe it's just a 30% one person.
30% one attorney. Oh, sure, Mark.
Chairman, Supervisors, we have probably half our office that works on various employment-related matters, and so any attorney who touches something that is chargeable or cross-chargeable does that. And so this is the sum of the work of all those people. So I just don't want it to be understood that we have half an attorney or a third of an attorney dedicated to employee benefits. It's not the way the office works. But in terms of dollars, that is probably maybe a third of an attorney position. I'm just guessing off the top of my head.
But
this is not...
There is a whole department then that works. I mean, because when you get down to aging, I think there are specific attorneys that just work in that area. That's all I want you to identify.
Yes, the employee benefits is probably the worst example here because lots of people work on that. But and child support, as given by the number there, $2,500, that's clearly just a very rare one-off kind of case when something comes up. Airport, obviously, we have one attorney who's fully dedicated to the airport, Tim Karaskevich. He has an office at the airport. Other people do some work from time to time, but he is fully dedicated. His entire salary and costs are cross-charged to the airport. A paralegal as well that does some cross-charging, too, in that area. Highways, again, the number is very small. It has to do with anything that can generate revenue for the highway department, but we have very little that does that, and that could be anybody in the office that happens to get a question. Behavioral health is primarily our mental commitment attorneys. We have two attorneys who probably spend 60 to 70% of their time each on mental health commitments. Aging and family care primarily relates to guardianship and protective placements, which is primarily done by one attorney and one paralegal. But there is also some annual Watts reviews that are done by a total of three attorneys. They share them. And DHHS is just sort of a project-by-project basis, depending on what it is. There can be a variety of attorneys that handle that. I'm not sure if I'm answering the question. I hope
so. No, that's actually helpful to me. I mean, it's amazing that 11 attorneys out of the office are pretty much doing behavioral health. That's useful information. At least I'm finding it. Thank you.
Supervisor Roman West, you have anything? Supervisor Lipscomb? Okay. Thank you. Next.